Right now, let's bring in Pat Pagano and get the good news forecast. And I say good news forecast because of the warm temperatures. Good morning, Pat.
Yeah, I know. The skiers right now are throwing all their slippers at the radio as you say that.
Well, they'll get their time. They'll get their time, even though I was thinking today when I got out of my car and coming into work, I said, wow, it's January 4th. And realistically, even though we had a cold spell, relatively speaking, it's been a breeze so far for us.
Yeah, be careful.
I know, but the other shoe, the other shoe drops because that's the law of nature, you know?
Yeah, we shall see. I know it's only 4 days into January, but so far, from what I can see on the computer models, it's not really living up to what I expected, but that could change in a hurry, so... we'll just continue to monitor the situation very closely. We will have showers returning later today after 3 o'clock. High 50 to 55. We're already at 50, so that's not too hard to do. Periods of rain tonight down to 40. Showers, cool weather, low 40s Thursday. A chance of showers mixed with a little wet snowflakes on Friday. If that is going to happen, it has to happen in the morning, because in the afternoon it'll just be a couple of showers. And the high Friday will be 40, and partly cloudy, low 40 Saturday, and a mix of sun and clouds, and highs in the low 40s again on Sunday. So the weekend looks fine. I mean, considering the fact that temperatures are still above the average at this time of the year is 36, and you don't see 30s for daytime highs anywhere in this forecast through the weekend.
I've got no complaints.
I didn't think you would. I figured you'd like this. I'm sure Jill is loving this too, right?
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
Yeah. Especially with the dogs, you know? Because, you know, you have to watch what the dogs are being during that cold wave at Christmas time. I mean, just bringing the dogs out, even for a small little walk, you have to be careful with their toe pads. Because if the ground is so cold, they could have a problem with their toe pads. So... there's so many things that that you know cold weather can do, and you just have to be careful. But we don't have to worry about that at least through the weekend.
All right. Well, what the heck? It's there, and we'll see what happens. I'm looking forward to the next several days because, you know, my knees really appreciate this break. They really, really do.
Yeah, I could imagine.
They do. It's just amazing. And so, knock on wood, as I hit my head, I'll hope it continues. And you know what? For skiers, hey, as long as it gets back, and we know it's going to get back down, even though we can't know a lot. We know that sooner or later it's going to get back down to 32 and below.
Right.
So snow can be made. Snow can be made. And the skiers can be happy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't all have to get snow for skiers to be happy.
Right, right. And you know, the slopes are just going to wind up working a little harder because they're going to have to groom and do all of that stuff. But what can I say? You know, if you remember, I think the Farmer's Almanac came out and said this was going to be an extremely cold and snowy winter. So far, no. In Buffalo, they'll say, well, the Farmer's Almanac was right.
That's right. Buffalo.
Since they had, you know what, 8 feet of snow for the season so far.
That's Buffalo, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, you can never, ever be right for every area. Again, as far as long range, trends, yes, but that is about it. You know, for 3 to 5 days, I say, will be pretty accurate. But after that, it's really, a shot in the dark as to when storms arrive, when they don't, when they miss us. Everything is timing. So that's it. And I continue to take down my Christmas decorations. Tree's still up, by the way. Haven't started on that yet. Tried to do all upstairs first. The tree's downstairs. So do upstairs. Yesterday, I brought it to the attic. Without exaggeration, I would say between 25 and 30 boxes. And that is all from upstairs. And now that that's done, I'll have to work down here, which has got the tree, and that's a lot of work, and it's a real tree, and it's still doing well. So I'm hoping when I try to get the bag over the tree, the needles are not going to pop off all over the place and be one big mess. But this is not the time to do that because it's too wet outside. So I'm thinking I'll wait for the weekend and do it over the weekend. And that really is about it. I can't tell you, Marshall, that I've seen anything on TV yesterday that jumped out of me, because I haven't. And just watch when you get a chance, 1923,
and also there's a couple of movies that are going to be coming to streaming, and they're out in the theaters I think now. One of them that I definitely want to see is A Man Called Otto with Tom Hanks.
Okay.
It's a comedy drama, and looking at the trailers for it, it just looks terrific.
Okay.
It just looks terrific.
Well, you know, anything that Tom Hanks does usually is pretty good.
The punchline for the movie is "Fall in love with the grumpiest man in America." This movie reminds me of a lighthearted movie. Remember that there's a movie that Clint Eastwood did, which was great, called Gran Torino.
Yes, I do remember that.
Where he was a grumpy old guy, didn't like undocumented people moving in, and then he became friends with them, and blah 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 blah. He turned from a grumpy old guy into a nice guy. This is a family-friendly version of that, A Man Called Otto. But it looks great, and I can't wait for the Avatar, The Way of Water, to come.
Oh, that's going to be a while, though, don't you think?
Yeah, but I mean, when it comes, I will watch it. I will.
Everybody
watch it.
that I know who have seen it, just absolutely loves it. Said it's phenomenal, phenomenal.
Yeah, I haven't spoken to many people that have seen it yet, but I like the original Avatar.
Right.
And I know I'm gonna like this.
Yeah, they say it really, really, really is good. So, cost them plenty of money too.
Well, everything. Well, we talk about our lives, how expensive everything is in our lives.
Right.
Just imagine when you're producing a major movie. And you have, not only do you have the huge salaries that you have to pay to get top-ranked actors, but everything else that you do, and most of the equipment is rented, they have to go out. It's so expensive now to do anything. We see at the beginning of these pictures, there's so many different companies involved in the production. Have you noticed that in the beginnings?
Oh, yeah.
There's a minimum of four. And sometimes there's as many as six or seven companies that are involved in the financing of these pictures. It's a daunting task. I don't think I would ever want to do that because it's so expensive to make these movies nowadays.
No matter what you do.
Yeah. Everything is a roll of the dice. It doesn't matter if you have a famous actor in the lead role. It doesn't matter if you've put out six or seven great movies. Everything's so expensive now. It's a roll of the dice. So it's a Man Called Otto and Avatar, The Way of the Water. Those are the two I'm looking forward to watching.
You'll probably get to see the Tom Hanks movie way before Avatar.
I would think so. I would think so.
Yeah.
I would think so. But anyway, so that's what I'm looking for. If you want a real drama, all you had to do was watch what was going on in the House yesterday in Congress. they can't elect the Speaker of the House.
Yeah, I heard
first
that.
Time in first time in over first time ever that it's gone to three votes, and they still don't have a clear path for somebody to become Speaker of the House. How screwed up is politics, really?
Really?
I'm not saying Republicans or Democrats. I'm just saying politics. How screwed up is it that we're so divided in this country that even within one party, you can't get a Speaker of the House elected? Just, we are so divided in this country. It's just ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
But we're not divided about this forecast, Pat.
Nope. You have showers coming in late today, tonight, more rain and drizzle and fog. some showers Thursday, some showers, maybe a little bit of wet snow mixed in there, and then partly cloudy over the weekend.
All right. So take that tree down today.
I don't think so. Not today. No, because I got to get it outside, and it's going to be wet.
I was talking with my physical therapist yesterday, and she brought the bag for the tree and everything to get it out.
Yeah.
It still made a huge mess. And because the pine needles are so dry that once they're on carpet or something like that, if they fall on a wooden floor, you can get rid of them easy. But on carpet, it's hard really to hard for it to, because they're so dry. That's why I like my tree. Just fold it up and put it away.
Put it away, yeah.
All right, Pat, I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Alrighty, bye-bye, Marshall.
Take care. I'm Pat Picanto this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.